This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress choosing new leaders. We've got the story.
Three people dead as two trucks collide in Kiowa County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man pleads guilty to running over a Wichita police officer. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A chilly start to the morning for us again, but finally temperatures are back in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Our full forecast and what to expect is coming up.
A house fire in northeast Wichita this morning just after 4:15. First responders were called to the 4300 block of North Linden, southeast of 45th and Webb. Firefighters found a modular home with smoke and flames showing. No injuries reported, no word yet on cause or damage estimate.
Congress has picked most of its leaders for the new year, with one big question left: who will be Speaker of the House?
Congressional leadership will look familiar in the new Congress. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy was selected by fellow Republicans to lead the House GOP as Minority Leader.
We know this is not an easy time, but we know there's an opportunity.
McCarthy beat back a challenge from conservative Freedom Caucus member Jim Jordan. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer each were reelected. There are questions about the strength of House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi to secure enough support to become Speaker of the House. She's confident she will have the votes when House Democrats hold their elections after Thanksgiving. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man accused of running over a Wichita police officer last year has entered a plea.
Justin Terrazes pleaded guilty Wednesday to aggravated battery and other charges. Prosecutors say he ran over Officer Brian Otterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February 2017. Sentencing was set for January 14th. Otterburn, a 25-year police veteran, suffered brain injuries and spent nearly 10 months in hospitals before returning to Wichita last November. He tells KSN News he's grateful for the community's support.
I like to say, think of the citizens of Wichita. I've had so many prayers for me that I believe that's why this happened the way it did today. And I'm healthier because of that.
District Attorney Mark Bennett said the state and defense have agreed to a 39-and-a-half-year prison sentence for Terrazes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities have identified the victims in a crash that left three people dead, including one from Arkansas City. This was in Kiowa County early Wednesday. The crash happened on U.S. 54 near the Pratt, Kiowa County line. Authorities say 55-year-old Gary Held of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, was driving a semi-truck westbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with another semi that was eastbound. 38-year-old Justin Wise of Arkansas City was driving the other semi. He was killed in the crash. A passenger in Held's semi, 56-year-old Cheryl Toma of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, also died in the crash.
Robberies are keeping Wichita police busy. They're investigating two more armed robberies of businesses, including Tuesday night at the Arby's at Rock and Harry, and then at 3 in the morning yesterday at the Quick Shop at 29th and Arkansas.
Our Wichita Police Department investigators are working to see if any of these robberies may be connected. We do tend to see an increase in robberies around the holiday times. We've had five just in the last 48 hours. We want to encourage everyone to be safe, take preventative measures, and report any suspicious activities.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says during the late spring and early summer, we have about one or two business robberies a week. At this time of year, about four or five per week.
Sedgwick County Commissioners have done something they've been talking about since 2003, adopt a code of ethical conduct.
15 years ago, the then members of the Sedgwick County Commission began talking about adopting a code of ethical conduct developed by the Kansas County Commissioners Association. Wednesday, the board finally adopted a resolution based on that statewide set of guidelines. Commissioner Dave Unruh spoke in favor of the idea.
So it's been brought forward on many occasions, and for whatever reason, we never adopted it. So it's probably time that that we do go ahead and adopt this code of ethics.
The vote by the commissioners was 5-0. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels and a frequent critic of President Trump, has been arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of domestic violence. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The Los Angeles Police Department wouldn't identify the alleged victim or say how Avenatti knew her, but police did say she had visible injuries. There are also reports that Avenatti says she hit him first. Avenatti was arrested and posted a $50,000 bond. When he walked out of jail, Avenatti diplomatically thanked the police for their hard work and then said this.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Unclear exactly what he's, quote, doing, but there's been talk of a 2020 presidential run. He was reportedly set to speak this weekend at events for the Vermont Democratic Party, but had to cancel.
Avenatti's best-known client is Daniels, who says she had an intimate relation with President Trump. Trump has denied having an affair. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wichita State men's basketball team in action this evening, and we'll hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports with a preview.
Powerball winner comes forward to claim his prize. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. One of the winners of a $700 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize. Robert Bailey of New York won about $348 million in the October 27th drawing.
I still want to be me. I can't let money change me, but I want to do the right thing and take care of it for the next generation and my family.
The other winning ticket was purchased in Iowa.
Last words from a man condemned to die.
South Dakota death row inmate Rodney Burgett was executed on October 29th. His final words, "Is it supposed to feel like that?" The quote is from a transcript released by corrections officials Wednesday. Burgett groaned and said, "Ah," before he began to breathe heavily. The 56-year-old was pronounced dead 12 minutes after the lethal injection was administered. Burgett was sentenced to death for the murder of corrections officer Ronald Johnson during a prison escape attempt in 2011. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Employees of a Wisconsin company are getting Christmas armaments, not ornaments.
Employees of a Hortonville, Wisconsin-based novelty glassware company are getting revolvers as Christmas bonuses. The Ben Shot Company, which makes glassware embedded with a bullet, making it appear like it's been shot, has 16 full-time workers. Co-owner Ben Wolfgram says the gifts are meant to promote personal safety and team building. He says having an armed staff reduces his worries about workplace violence. Those employees will have to take a gun safety course before getting their guns. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning out in traffic, well, we've got some heavy traffic right now. It's really slowing things down. Northbound I-235 headed towards the North Junction. Northbound I-235 headed towards I-135. Heavy traffic, and it's very slow at the moment. Traffic update on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another mostly clear and cold start to the morning here in Wichita, but finally, temperatures start to warm closer to normal for this time of year. Sunny and 56 this afternoon. A clear sky down to 31 overnight as a weak front moves through. Then tomorrow's high, 55. Another cold front moves in on Saturday, bringing falling temperatures throughout the rest of the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 28 degrees, a south wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Don't forget that The Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, The Monarch in Delano. 8:11 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's said that honesty is its own reward, but a Romanian man did receive a monetary reward for returning the $107,000 he found inside a secondhand cupboard he bought. Adela Stanisi says her husband, a construction worker, bought the cupboard from a popular online site. Days later, he looked inside and found a metal box stuffed with 500 euro notes. Stanisi says they wanted to return the money, so they went to find the owner. Turns out the owner had no clue about the treasure that was hidden inside.
Well, that's when you say, never mind.
The man's wife says the honest buyers were rewarded for their honesty, but they didn't say how much they were given. So, Ted, you found same circumstance, you found a box full of money. You probably wouldn't tell anybody about it, would you? But then we'd see you going around dropping big 100-euro notes around the city, and we'd know something was up. I'd like to think I'm honest enough
you'd give that money back, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But then when the person says, I don't know what this money is, then you start to think, hey, that's mine then.
Yeah, so you take advantage of their lack of information and go
ahead.
Yeah. We got to talk about ethics sometime and how it works. I know you're kidding. Officials at a utility company in Massachusetts are bringing out the big gun to scare away hundreds of crows that hang out near an electrical substation. The gun is a propane-powered air cannon. Instead of firing projectiles, will blast sound. Wouldn't that have been fun to have when you were a kid? Hopes the noise will scare the crows away. They're telling people about it so they won't be all upset. Jason, you're wondering why the crows are such a concern. The utility says they can cause power outages if they land in the wrong spot, and their droppings are corrosive. I can tell you, crow droppings are really corrosive.
There are some years we've had to do that in Wichita, where they set off the noise bombs and try to get the crows to move along.
We had a crow epidemic 1 year. What infestation? A couple of years.
Yeah,
I remember.
A couple of years.
Let me tell you a couple of crow stories really quick. My wife worked at a place down around 2nd, right near the post office at 2nd in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some trees out there, and when they parked their cars, the crows came in.
Yeah,
and
there would just be like 200 crows just.
I mean,
yeah,
I had to wash
on one little
place.
We
had to wash the car twice a week because of the droppings on her. And she went out, tried everything she could to shoo them away. Nothing worked. I was at that time, I was running down in Riverside, down by the park, Sim Park, right along the river. There's a path near the golf course there. I used to run through there. And those crows would be lined up in the trees.
Oh, yeah.
And they would, in sequence, as I came by, start crowing to each other. As they're signaling, somebody's coming. And I asked somebody, one of the wildlife experts here in town, I said, what's with these crows? He says, they are smart. That is a very, very smart bird. I'd like to have a pet crow. I wonder, is that what Uncle Billy
just
had?
Just like Uncle Billy and It's a Wonderful Life?
A crow and
one of his pets was a crow, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting, though. Yeah,
apparently they're
very smart. Yeah.
And I believe Frank Capra often had a crow appear in a lot of his movies.
The movie director Frank Capra.
Now that you're mentioning that, I think if you look back at a lot of those movies, there at some point a crow appears in a lot of those. I think it was the same crow.
Maybe it was some
kind of good luck symbol or pet, and I think he appeared in Mr. Deeds and You Can't Take It With You and It's a Wonderful Life.
Let's watch for that next time we see those.
I think that crow had a name too. I can't remember.
Those movies are going to be coming out here and being shown a lot here in the season. I want to talk about eating for a little bit here real quick. My wife and I were in Derby last night, and when we're in Derby, we like to stop by and see the folks at Pizza John's, which is they're one of our great supporters and advertisers here. Our photo's right there on the wall, and last night we stopped in. Shelley had one of their delicious hoagie sandwiches, and I, in turn, had the baked spaghetti.
Look at you guys. Man, that's...
It was good.
It's pretty solid.
Tasty. All right. We were talking... Was it yesterday? We were talking about J.R. Mead's. Or the Mead building down there. It's at Douglas and Emporia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about the fact that I had been in there one time and interviewed about a job. Well, it wasn't a job there. It was a job at a radio station. But our receptionist here, Kathy Buss, heard that.
Yes.
And she came in and told me, said, you never interviewed there. I never saw you in there. So for several years, Kathy managed J.R. Mead. Did you know that?
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. But I knew she worked there, but I didn't know. She said she managed the place. So, yeah. He was saying, I said, no, I didn't apply to be a busboy or anything. I was sitting having lunch with somebody about a job. Anyway, that building is, they're trying to figure out what to do with it, I guess, right now. So, there you go. And a couple of good eating stories. And I know you were up last night doing the PA.
Yeah.
PA announcing on the women's basketball.
Coke Arena for the Shocker women last night. Another win.
They got another win. And they've got Shocker basketball. Let's go ahead and talk about sports. Why don't we? It's sports time with Ted Woodward talking about men's basketball. It's an early game. They're playing out on the East Coast, right, Ted?
Well, it's a 6 p.m. tip-off.
Same tip-off as last time.
Yeah. Okay. The Shockers and Davidson go at it tonight. It's the 11th annual Charleston Classic. The Shocks are in Charleston, South Carolina. And they'll be there for three games in a four-day span starting tonight. As the Shocks will open up in the quarterfinals against Davidson. Shocks are a one-point underdog going into this one. Davidson, a guy that's been there for 30 years, Coach Bob McKillop, has a great program at Davidson, and Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about that.
He got it going, and he got players that fit his system. And when he has that, as people around here have seen, when he had Steph Curry and those guys, I mean, they go to the Elite Eight, and he almost beat Kansas to go to the Final Four. They don't have to have Steph Curry to be really, really good. He's proven that. And he's won for years with many, many different generations of players.
Shocks beat Davidson a couple times earlier this decade in bracket buster games. So Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will be on the air with pregame at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, I will be joined by Bob Lutz. We'll take your phone calls after the game on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there after the game. The Shocker women were at Coke Arena last night, hosting Sam Houston State. 1,300 fans on hand saw the Shockers win it 63-55. Jada Hampton led the Shockers with 13 points and 4 steals. Shocker ladies are off to a 3-0 start. First time they've been 3-0 in 16 years.
Great. Wow.
We've got Thursday night football tonight in the NFL to get the week started. It's in Seattle. The Seahawks hosting the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay has not won a road game yet this season.
Wow.
0-4.
Really?
Both teams right now are on the outside looking in the NFC playoff chase. So both are desperate for a win tonight. Packers, Seahawks, 7 o'clock tonight. That game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to the football game, we'll talk college basketball. The weekly KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. College men's basketball last night in Wichita for Friends University. The Falcons win, beat Sterling 85-66 in the conference opener. The Friends men are off to a 3-1 start on the season. And in NBA basketball last night in Orlando, the Magic beat the Philadelphia 76ers 111-106. In the starting lineup for the Magic, former Kansas State Wildcat Wesley Iwundu with 11 points and a couple of steals. On the losing side of things for the 76ers, former Wichita State Shocker, the rookie Landry Shamet had 7 points off the bench for Philly. Orlando has won 3 of its last 4 and is right now in the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference. Also in the NBA last night, the Washington Wizards at home beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-95. In the starting lineup for the Wizards, former Kansas Jayhawk Markieff Morris with 11 points and a couple of rebounds. And off the bench for the Wizards, another Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, with 8 points and 7 rebounds. That's 3 wins in a row for the Wizards. At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Hey, talking about the Shockers being in Charleston, my daughter-in-law, Shannon, just returned from, she had a few days in Savannah, Georgia, which is just down the coast from Charleston, and a very historic, one of the oldest cities in America. Savannah has a cemetery there that has Revolutionary War people in it, including a couple of people, I think they're ancestors of mine, named McIntosh.
Yeah, I walked right by the cemetery.
Did you see
the graves?
It's
an
interesting place. But Charleston now, I wonder if Coach is going to let the guys go and see some sights there. Maybe get out and see the Fort Sumter out in the bay where the Civil War started. There's a lot to see in Charleston. One of my favorite places.
Well, have
when
you been
got
there?
When you got
okay.
When you got 3 games in 4 days,
yeah,
there's
pretty
not
busy.
A lot of. Not a lot of downtime.
Not a lot of sightseeing going on.
So I'm sure that they might do something on a limited basis, but probably not a ton. Of course, last week was their big sightseeing trip.
Yeah, Washington,
to the nation's capital and to the Naval Academy.
All right.
They may be pretty busy this time around with 3 games in 4 days.
True, true. All right, Ted, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Will Democrats overreach after the midterms? And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS.